Today's show is sponsored by Calamos Investments. Here's Anna DeVlantis hosting Chicago's Afternoon News.
Just so everyone knows, thank you, text line. Maria Pappas, we've invited her to come back, and we do need to hear from her. We want to hear more from her. I begged her to come on the show today, and she, even though initially because of some medical situation she's going through, couldn't do it, she said she would. And I think a lot of you on the text line are telling me we want to hear more. However, when she agreed to come on at the last minute, we already had scheduled guests. So that was the fair way we chose to do it, and she is welcome to come back on WGN in the future. Let's move on. Joe Nader has stepped into the studio with me here. He is the head of Calamos Wealth Management, and we've been devoting a lot of the show today to talk about money and the economy. There's so much going on, a lot of it very confusing, Joe, and I know you deal with the wealth management side of things. I can only imagine what your phone lines are like lately with people calling in, and they've got to have questions and concerns at a time like this. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here. You know, our clients, generally speaking, understand markets. This is the division of Calamos that works with private clients. That's individuals, families, family offices, and a select group of not-for-profits. So there are a group of clients that when markets become unsettled, as they have been since the beginning of the year, you know, they're looking for a higher level of engagement. But generally speaking, clients understand that investing in public markets comes with degrees of volatility. And we have a lot of members of the team that are, you know, heavily engaged facing those clients in ongoing dialogue and talking through, you know, perspectives, looking for opportunities, and just trying to help navigate things. And, you know, generally speaking, our clients are settled in a fairly unsettled time. And I think that would be as hard as it is to generalize, that's how I would describe the state of things right now. It's a challenging time, but we have navigated. If we look back to the beginnings of COVID, when there was so much uncertainty, we are a firm who I think was able to see through some of that and have a bit more of an optimistic view, and we were well positioned through it. And the last couple of years have been some of the strongest in the history of the firm. And right now, you know, you just heard from our co-CIO, Matt Freund, about some of the things that are happening in markets. And earlier in the day, you heard from our CEO, John Kadunas. And I think that they've properly shaped the way that markets are. They're concerned about the Fed. They're concerned about interest rates. They're concerned about levels of inflation. And there's obviously a geopolitical uncertainty taking place between Russia and the Ukraine that have things unsettled. But predominantly, what we're seeing is markets that are a bit jittery around inflation and the Fed needing to raise interest rates, and what happens to the repricing of assets during periods like that.
You know, I think that you talk about periods like this or periods like that, and you think about the period we just came out of, 2 years where you almost could have thrown a dart at a dartboard and hit a good stock. And I think a lot of people who maybe didn't have a plan, didn't have a long range plan, could get hurt in times like these. That's my impression. Do you feel that way?
Yes, I do. I think a lot of people threw a few darts and maybe got lucky. But I think when you look at organizations like ours, we are a firm that strategizes, that invests across a broad range of asset classes. You know, we are a firm who, as I said earlier, I think saw through some of those periods of volatility, uncertainty, and were able to capture those. I think there's a little bit of stepping back from the risk-taking that has taken place in the last couple of years, particularly in the second half of 2020, when we began to see the earlier upswing in the markets after the earlier period of COVID. And I think that ran all the way through December 31st of last year. And right now, I think we're seeing clients ask us for other ideas outside of stocks and bonds to help them even further diversify. And those are things that we do exceptionally well at Calamos. You know, we are one of the world's leaders in liquid alternative investments. And, you know, an alternative investment really is anything other than a stock and a bond. And those are the kind of things that people are asking right now. How can we get further positioning in our portfolios around things that are not traditionally stock or bond or correlated to broader markets? And we're doing that. And Matt talked briefly about our market neutral strategy, corporate bonds convertible into stock, long short strategies that can capture opportunities both when markets are moving higher and when they're moving lower. And those are the kinds of things that we're having heightened levels of conversations with clients about right now. But really, I think, generally speaking, a lot of money has been made. And for a number of clients, the posture is shifting right now to one of taking a little bit of a step back and further diversifying.
More with Joan Ader, head of Calamos Wealth Management, in a moment here on WGN. It's 4:45 exactly on Chicago's Afternoon News.
And we're back with more financial insights from Calamos Investments. Here's Anna DeVlantis.
Joan Ader is our guest. He's in studio with us. He's head of Calamos Wealth Management. We talked about what's on clients' minds. We're getting a lot of phone calls and what their concerns are right now. We've also talked about some of the trends. Joe, tell me about what you're seeing. One of the things that sort of surprises me is that I'm hearing there are younger and younger clients. I know one of the anecdotal things that came out of the pandemic is that a lot of younger people, millennials especially, they took to trading platforms. They got interested in stocks. They were really aggressively controlling their finances and very interested in it, more than I would say my generation was. We didn't pay as much attention to that. If you had a 401k, you dumped some of your salary in it and you kind of kissed it goodbye, but they're really getting educated. And you're seeing it in the wealth management side of things too.
Yes, we are. I mean, one of the trends that we've talked about is wealth is getting younger. And what we mean by that is wealth is being created by people at a younger age, earlier stage in their career. There is a trend that we've seen, and I think we're all relatively familiar with, of people whose investments have grown in value over the last couple of years, as we talked about earlier, nearly 50% growth in equities over the last, from the period 2020 to 2021. And with a pandemic and some changes in the way that life is being thought of, there are people who are retiring at an earlier age. All the financial planning that's being done has suggested for a lot of these clients that they have more than enough to retire comfortably on, which was accelerated by the rate of growth of their investments, specifically during 2020 and 2021. And we've seen that occur, and we've seen folks come to us that have sold businesses or have had, you know, they've received inheritances and things of that nature that have created pools of wealth. But the simple common denominator amongst a lot of people is they're just a little bit younger. There was a time when our clients were retiring and they were in their mid-60s and they had prosperous careers or they had run businesses and sold those businesses. And, you know, the average profile of the client looked a bit different. Today, you know, I'm happy to say that we have a chance to work with people at a younger age and do just a lot of interesting planning work, a lot of interesting investing work, and can have a relationship with those clients for a very long time.
Mm-hmm. I wonder, they always say start investing when you're young, even if you don't have those big paydays, because it makes such a difference over the long term, right? It's hard to catch up.
And you never know. And you know, we work with clients that, in some cases, clients' children that look at us and say, well, I don't have very much and I'm not sure if I can be a client of the firm. And I say to them, we always say, you know, we're a relationship-based organization. If we have a relationship with your family, we will have a relationship with you. We will do anything for you that we possibly can. And, you know, when we engage with them in the financial planning process and we start mapping out what life looks like and savings levels and investment returns and compounding rates of return, people are always surprised at the growth of wealth, even if it's off of a low base or what is a perceived low level of income. I'm always surprised at that, how quickly numbers can become 1 million, 2 million, and 3 million for folks who don't think of themselves as particularly wealthy.
That's good to hear. You know, Joe, you have such a calming voice. I like talking about finances and economy with you, because when I turn on the CNBC, we've got a lot of people, a lot of noise, and it can be frightening, but it's good to sort of think, hey, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. Should we believe that, or is it not going to be okay?
No, it's always been okay. It's always been okay when you put your hands, when you put your well-being, your financial well-being, in the hands of skilled people. Mm-hmm. And Calamos is a firm that has been doing this kind of work for a very long time and doing it very successfully. We had a great team. We've got that team in three key locations in New York, in two locations in Chicago, and in an important growing location in South Florida. And we are a firm that has, you know, been through a number of different types of market environments. And although we have no unique crystal ball or vision into the future, I think it's fair to say there isn't anything we haven't collectively seen amongst the senior ranking members of the firm. And if the last couple of years are a reflection of what may come, I think we're well prepared for that, and we will take care of clients to the best of our ability.
Congrats on the big reward, too. Appreciate it, Joe. Thank you for your time and being
on
the
weekend. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Joe Nader, head of Calamos Wealth Management there, joining us here as we take a spotlight on your money today with the economy and all the noise. We're trying to sift through all of that and provide some information that may help you.